This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day.
Starting with today's first topic. In a recent development from Kerala, BJP candidate K. Surendran makes a bold claim stating that the residents of Wayanad are ready to bid farewell to Rahul Gandhi. Surendran, who is contesting against Gandhi in Wayanad, expresses strong confidence in his victory. He believes that the local community is inclined towards replacing Gandhi with Prime Minister Modi. Further support comes from K. Annamalai, the BJP Tamil Nadu chief, who backs Surendran's campaign efforts. Emphasizing the importance of service, Annamalai alongside Surendran campaigned in Wayanad, focusing not on the defeat of Rahul Gandhi but on the value they aim to bring to the community. Moving to the next topic. In a significant development, President Biden has approved a substantial military aid package amounting to $95 billion. This fund is aimed at bolstering the military capabilities of Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. With a major share of this package, Ukraine is expected to enhance its defense against Russia's superior firepower. A strategic move, indeed. Moving to the next topic. Hyderabad BJP candidate K. Madhvi Lada has declared assets worth a staggering 218.38 crore rupees, including family liabilities of 27 crore rupees. This revelation comes as she filed her nomination for the Hyderabad Lok Sabha constituency, with the election scheduled for May 13. Makes you wonder, is she Hyderabad's richest candidate? Moving to the next topic. Rahul Gandhi recently addressed concerns regarding the Congress Party's plans for wealth distribution. Clarifying his stance, Gandhi countered Prime Minister Modi's critiques by explaining that the initiative is centered on understanding inequality rather than immediate redistribution of wealth. In response to claims that the Congress aims to redistribute wealth to infiltrates, Gandhi highlighted the proposal of conducting a national caste and economic survey to better understand the socio-economic landscape of the country. This clarification aims to shed light on the party's intentions and approach towards addressing economic disparity in India. Moving to our last topic. In a surprising turn of events, the Congress Party has appealed to voters to reject its own candidate in the Banswara-Dungarpur election. Instead, the party is asking the electorate to support Bharat Adivasi Party's BAP candidate Rajkumar Rout. This unusual election dynamic comes after a late decision by Congress to back BAP's Rohit, despite Congress candidate Arvind Damore not withdrawing from the race, potentially splitting the Congress vote.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.